She is the executive director of Miss Missouri, Alice Leonati. Want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in this morning as things are getting ready to kick off for Miss Missouri once again. I think everything is going to start happening on Sunday. I was hoping you'll just kind of run down some of those events.
Sure, absolutely. So Sunday morning, the Miss candidates will start arriving in Mexico and be moving in to the dorm that they'll be staying at MMA. And once they get moved in about noon, they're going to be heading to the golf course and joining their golf team. We have a golf tournament every year. The girls are only there for a few of the holes because they have to get back to rehearsals. But the golf tournament is one of the many sources that we use to raise scholarship money for the young women. And one thing I really have to brag about our board and our community and everything, for at least the second year in a row, we will be awarding next week almost $85,000 in scholarships to the Miss and the teen that will be competing. You know, and in this day and age with cost of college and everything, that's a huge, every young woman that comes and competes next week will receive something.
That is amazing. And then let's kind of get into how the competition will work. I think there are preliminary events.
Absolutely. So Monday and Tuesday will be spent primarily in rehearsals to get ready. The teens and the Miss will each have a private interview with a panel of judges that comes in for Miss Missouri Week. And teen interviews are about 6 minutes each, and the Miss are about 10. So that is done individually and privately. Then Wednesday evening, we start with preliminary competitions, and each night, all the girls will compete in different phases. The teens compete in lifestyle and fitness, talent, evening wear. They'll have an onstage question. The Miss is a little bit different, but a lot the same. They also do talent. They have an onstage question and what's called a social impact pitch. That's a platform kind of thing that they are very, very involved with and they're promoting. And so that pitch is kind of like an elevator pitch where they're going to try to sell the audience and the judges in a 90-second, you know, clip on why they feel so strongly about what they're promoting. And then they also have an evening wear component to their competition. So those will be Wednesday and Thursday. On Friday, all of the Miss will do what I was just talking about, their onstage question and their social impact pitch. And the teens will have their top 10 finals, and a new Miss Missouri's Outstanding Teen will be crowned Friday night. Saturday are the finals for the Miss. They will have their top 10, really 11 competition, and a new Miss Missouri will be crowned, and then we'll be done, and we'll be starting a whole new year of preparing those young women to go to their national competitions and get ready for Miss Missouri 2023.
No doubt. It's always a whirlwind the week of, but it's a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun at the end, and good things with the scholarships being awarded. There's also a chance for folks, the public, to come out and meet and greet with the candidates, as I understand it, here in Mexico.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Sure. So next Saturday, so the 18th, a week from Saturday, we're calling it Saturday on the Square. And Saturday morning from 9:30 to 11, around the courthouse grounds, there are going to be tables set up for each of the Miss and their teens. And their local organization can do whatever they want to do to kind of decorate that area. So they may have pop-up tents. They may have, last year, one of the local groups had a bubble machine, you know, and stuff. And the girls will be there during that time signing autographs, talking to people, you know, getting to see family and friends and whatnot. So it's a fun time, and it's kind of in a relaxing event, leading up to the finals, which, you know, the girls at that point have done everything they can do. The points are all in. And so this is kind of something to give them just a little downtime before the finals on Saturday night.
Well, I'm a little biased, but I think that Miss Callie Cox, Miss Missouri, and the reigning Miss Missouri, who's going to be crowning somebody on Saturday night, has done a terrific job. She's a Mexico gal, and she has done just a terrific job.
You know, we love all of our Miss Missouris, but truly Callie has been over and above in what she has accomplished and what she has done for our organization, the ideas she's come up with. I mean, when each young woman is crowned, Miss America refers to this as their year of service. Okay, you know, we don't call it their reign and all that sort of stuff. And truly, truly it is. For whoever the next Miss Missouri will be and the next Miss Missouri's outstanding teen, it really is a year of service. They're making appearances. They're doing things for our organization. They're putting themselves out there for, you know, the public in general. They'll be promoting whatever their social impact was, that you know, particular thing that, you know, it could be we have young women that have a social impact that says, see the able, not the label, and they're talking about people that have disabilities. And so we have just a variety. Callie's was being inclusive for people with disabilities and helping everybody have an even playing field. So you're right, Callie has been exceptional, and every year this time is really bittersweet for our board because, you know, you've spent a whole year getting to get to know and love whoever Miss Missouri was, and now you're going to have to hand her off and get a new person. But then it's like birthing a baby, you know. We are going to get a new one, and we're going to love her just as well, and she'll be wonderful too, I know.
No doubt. People who want to view this, is there a way to do that online, or if they want to be in person, are there still tickets available?
There absolutely are. It will be live streamed, and there is a link on the Miss Missouri website that you can go to and click on that. JC Productions is doing the video, and so you can do that if you can't get out. There are tickets during the day available at the chamber, so you can get those. And then each night there will be tickets in the lobby at the Gymtorium of MMA.
All right. Well, it sounds exciting. I know that you have a very, very busy week ahead of you. And so I want to tell you thank you for taking some time out with us this morning.
Well, I appreciate all you all do to support us and kind of get the message out there.